I have no proof. I've never read anything in the legendary accounts or apocryphal stories about the apostles, but somehow in my imagination, I picture James and John as being in their late teens or early 20s. And I think that because at that age, you feel invincible. You can do anything. The world is at your hands. No consequences, doesn't make any difference. Just going to go out and do everything I can. In a related story earlier in the Gospels, when Jesus is passing through Samaria and the people refuse to welcome him because he's heading towards Jerusalem and they kick him out, James and John say to Jesus, "You say the word and we'll call down fire from heaven." It's like, you know, you just say it, we'll take care of you. And here we have in the readings today, them coming to Jesus and saying, "We want you to give us what we ask." That's a pretty bold statement. Give us what we ask. We want to sit at your right and your left. We want to be right up front. We want to see it all. We want to be right next to the king, and we want to be noticed. When Jesus asks them, "Can you drink from the same cup he will drink?" And if they've been carefully listening to his preaching and teaching over the time, they should realize that the cup he's speaking is a cup of suffering, a cup of persecution, a cup of self-sacrifice and self-giving for the sake of others. But they say, "We can," as if like, "Sure, yeah, well, whatever, we can do it." Now, in time, both of the saintly boys will mature in wisdom, age, and grace before God and man, and they too will drink from that bitter yet life-saving chalice. They will come to realize what it means to be a disciple of Christ. And it's not about esteem or advancing up the corporate ladder or even just being noticed. As modeled by Christ, it's about being of loving service to one another because of our relationship with Christ. My love for him should go out to others. My heart is now fixed on Christ. Therefore, I should treat others the way Christ would want them to be treated. Jesus asserts that being his disciples will not always be easy. It means we will not win a round of applause or a pat on the back all the time. And if you remember from last Sunday's gospel, Jesus tells the man who has many possessions that to enter the kingdom of God, we may have to give up family and friends and homeland and possessions, but we'll receive a reward here and even a greater reward in heaven. And he also adds, you will also have persecution as well. Being a disciple, really choosing to live the gospel values, is a great challenge. And we as disciples, from the day of our baptism until the day the Lord calls us home, we're being challenged to live that out in the midst of a world that does not always hold us in high esteem. We will have to face the persecutions as well. People who will make fun of us because here we are on a Sunday morning at church when we could be home sleeping or doing something else. Or when we give to the needs of the missionaries of people who we don't even know so that the gospel can be preached to them. Or doing other things that other people would say, "That's silly," or "That's a waste of time," or "Why make your life so uncomfortable?" We choose to do that because Christ is fixed in our hearts. We will drink from that same cup, and that cup can be of suffering as well. Jesus calls the 12 and all of us to walk in his way, to completely choose him over the enticements of the world. And if the brothers are looking for a name for themselves, we are reminded that in the prophet Isaiah, in our first reading, he speaks of that suffering servant, that future Messiah who will come, who will not be doing it just for himself, but will give himself away in service to others and take upon himself the guilt of us all. He will become the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and he, as both priest and victim, will bring healing and reconciliation because he's known what it's like to walk the path we have walked. As believers, in the joys and sorrows of our life, in the burdens and blessings that we bear. We come and are united to the chalice of Christ. Our Christ, the High Priest, understands all of this. He knows us well and is with us. Our drinking it then with him brings us into a deeper relationship with him and helps us grow in holiness and become configured to Christ. In a few moments, we will present the host and the wine, the chalice and the paten, in which the sacrifice of Christ is renewed for us here at this altar. Christ sees us as we are, with all the joys and sorrows, the burdens and the blessings. So let's put ourselves upon the altar and with Christ offer ourselves up to him, so that we, being well fortified by this heavenly food and drink, may go out to bear witness to Christ to all the world, to be missionaries today in our own communities, in our own families, and let others see how Christ has made a difference for us.